Have you ever wondered what Braille is and who invented it? You find Braille in so many places. On the elevator, room numbers at a hotel, and even some menus have Braille. My name is Kim Walker, and I am a co-director for research and development at Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I'm going to share some experiences with Braille and what I know about Braille. So it all started with a problem. So what's the problem, Louis Braille? Next slide. Well, Louis's problem was he needed more books to read. He didn't have any books at his school. There was no Braille. It was just raised print, just like the print we read now, and it was very difficult to read, and it took up lots and lots and lots of space. So he thought, how can I get more books? So his solution was he reinvented something to make Braille. Next slide. So Louis Braille really loved to read, and he wanted more books, and his friends wanted books. So a little about Louis. Louis was born in Couperet, France in January. He wasn't born blind. He had an accident with a tool in his dad's workshop, and it punctured one of his eyes, and he lost vision in that eye, and then the infection moved to the other eye, and he ended up with no vision. He attended school at the National Institute for the Blind Youth in Paris, France. So he wanted books for himself, and he wanted it for his friends. But all he had was that raised print. It just took too long to create, just too hard to read. Louis just yearned and yearned for more books to read. Next slide. So how did Louis solve this problem? How did he get more books? Well, first, he experimented with ways to create an alphabet that was easy to read with his fingertips. And then he saw something. Charles Barbier, someone who was in the army, came to his school and shared a special night code of dots that he used for his soldiers to be able to read at night so they didn't have to talk to each other. This intrigued Louis. Next slide. So Louis thought, this may be a possible solution for my problem. So after Lieutenant Barbier presented his code, and you'll see to the left there, you'll see the dots. They're made up of 12 dot system called sonography, and they called it night writing. So Louis thought, this may be an invention that I can do. And even Barbier thought, this really may help people who are blind be able to read with their fingertips. Next slide. So Louis got to work. He took Barbier's night system. He worked with it over and over and over. He would go to school during the day, and at night, he and his friends would work and work. Louis especially worked and worked late into the night to look at the flaws in Barbier's system. Louis thought, I really can make this better. I can improve this. So between the ages of 13 and 16, Louis really worked on perfecting this embossed dot system. Like Barbier's system, Louis' system used raised dots also. But really, after that, that's all. So at age 15, he really felt like he had an adequate code to share with his friends and with all of the teachers and principals and administrators at his school. So you'll see to the right, Louis' original French Braille alphabet system. Next slide. So, what is Braille? What did Louis do? What did he invent? Louis' system was based on a 6-dot cell. There are 64 combinations possible just using those 6 dots. A single cell of dots can represent words, alphabet, numbers, punctuation marks, and even whole words. A full Braille cell consists of those six raised dots arranged in two parallel rows, each row having three dots. Next slide. So let's take a look at that Braille cell. We already know that letters can be formed with this, words, numbers, punctuation. When you're looking at this Braille cell, they're numbered. So that first dot in the upper left side is dot one. Then you have dot two in the middle and dot three at the bottom. On the right or second side of that Braille cell, you have dots four, five, and six. When all of these dots are in place, we call that a full Braille cell. Next slide. So let's look at a couple of letters. So if we wanted to make the Braille letter A, you would have just that number one dot raised. If we wanted to make the letter B, you would have those two dots, one and two. We tell people it's easy to remember, they're lined up like buttons on a shirt. And then for the letter C, you would use those top dots, dots one and four. Next slide. So, how can I learn Braille? That's the problem we had at Hadley Institute. How can we help people learn Braille? Hadley's been around for a really long time. They've been teaching people to read Braille for 100 years now. Our Braille lessons are mailed to students all over the world, but we still had that problem. How can we innovate? How can we make it better? How can we teach Braille using the computer? Next slide. So we needed to identify what are the needs of some of our people. And we started with the needs of teachers or professionals who teach people who are blind. So the first thing we identified is how can we teach visual Braille to professionals using the computer. And we knew not many people in schools knew how to read Braille, but we knew there were students who read Braille in the schools. We also knew that the United States needs more Braille teachers. Also, we know that those professionals and even family members want to be able to help others learn to read and write Braille. And of course, parents may have a child that needs to learn Braille. They want to learn Braille visually. So those are five of the identified needs we had at Hadley. Next slide. First of all, we need to understand what did the people want? Well, they told us, we want to learn Braille in a simple, convenient manner. We want to be able to learn it at home. We want to be able to learn it at school or even in our cars or on the subway. And they wanted it to be fun. And they wanted to learn just small amounts of information at a time. And they wanted to be able to practice what they learned. And then they wanted to be able to check to see if they learned Braille. Next slide. So, we as researchers and design teams had to brainstorm ideas. You know, what can we do? We know the needs. We know what people want. So what can we do to make this Braille for people? So we thought, maybe can we make it like we're sitting beside of someone teaching them Braille in person, but using the computer? Can we make it fun and use a game? Can we have things move on the screen or animations to put those dots in place? How can the student use the computer and interact with that Braille cell that you saw, those six dots? and we had so many ideas, and we wrote them down, and we talked about them, and we met many times, and we recorded our ideas. It's very important to record your ideas so you can go back to them. So that was our brainstorming. Next slide. Then we started to design. You can see here a very simple design using wiki sticks or like wax sticks. You can see we made that brow cell. It's not very pretty, but we made it. And then we cut out a piece of paper and we said, you know, we would really like for the title to say Make A. And then you can see in that brow cell there, dot one is filled in, so we know that's A. You can see about the middle of the page, you can actually see the raised dot, the A. And we wrote on it. So your design often is not very pretty, but it's very crucial to your invention or your new design. We wrote our notes down again and we shared with our team. We changed over and over and over with these designs. Next slide. So after we felt like we had a design down, we started to look at it on the computer in what we call a storyboard. And you can see here, it almost looks like that first draft that we did with those wiki sticks. You can see the A. You can see where we cut out the paper, but now it's on the computer. Then we started to look at how can someone interact with this. So at this point, this has absolutely no moving points. It's just a picture of what it may look like. Next slide. Now we started to build our design layout. We started to actually build it in the computer. So you see there, we still have the A. But remember, the people wanted to be able to check to see if they knew the A. So we have buttons on the side that they can touch to check. And then they submit and it will say, yes, that's A. Or if they didn't get A, it would say, try again. So we started to build that design. Next page. After we had a pretty good workable design on the computer, we needed to test that. And we called that our prototype, meaning it was sort of a rough draft of something that works to find out, did we get all of the things correct? So here are some things that we asked, and we had about 100 people test this. So here's some questions that we wanted to know. Do you like it? Did you learn something? Then we wanted to know, what do you like most? Then a very crucial question, what would make it better? And then we wanted to know, how did it make you feel? Because if it was hard or someone felt nervous, that's not what we wanted to do. So we would ask these questions and then we would go back to our design and change things. So we would do prototypes and testing probably 3 or 4 times. Next slide. So now we started to communicate these findings and refine that invention. We started to actually put it in our computer system and see how someone could go through it and work it with a menu. You know, how could they get to it? How could they start it? Do they understand how to use it? Because if you can't use it, you can't learn Braille. So many things went into not just learning the Braille, but how the person could interact with the system. And remember, this is all new. We're using the computer to teach these people Braille. Next slide. So I want to stop and ask you some questions. Let's check and see if you or we understood that we met these 7 steps of inventions. So did we identify our problem? Did we understand the research or what people were saying or what they needed? Did we ideate and brainstorm as many ideas as we could? Did we start to do a design and draw it out? Did we build that design? Did we test a prototype? And then did we talk about what we saw with that prototype and what we may need to change? Next slide. We would like for you to design this for yourself. You can visit hadley.edu to check out what we designed and also learn a little Braille at the same time. So these are the steps to get to our site and to get to this Braille design. There'll also be a resource for you to see exactly how to get in it. We would love for you to visit and let us know how our invention went. Did we design well? We would love to know. Next slide. There continues to be inventions in Braille. Now Braille can be read in so many ways. There are special Braille computers, like this computer on the side here called a refreshable Braille unit, that have dots that pop up and down to produce those letters, words, or numbers. You'll see this one has 8 dots. The bottom dots are just for a reference, like where your cursor is. What this computer does is gives quick access to print materials for someone who reads Braille. Next slide. For researchers, we're always asking the same question. What can we invent next? How can we make it better? So I want to leave you with what you can do. What can you invent to help Braille readers?